It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. More than 2 years after the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, nine U.S. figure skaters have learned that they're now Olympic gold medalists. This comes after a big decision from the Court of Arbitration for Sport, an independent tribunal, that Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva be retroactively disqualified from the 2022 Winter Games and banned from international competition for 4 years. Go back to December 2021. Valieva, who was 15 at the time, tested positive for an illegal performance-enhancing substance called trimetazidine. Medical experts say the drug can increase endurance and stamina. In 2014, a Chinese Olympic swimmer was handed a 3-month suspension after he tested positive for the substance. For Valieva, the late reported positive test in December 2021 triggered the opening of a larger investigation. However, since the 2022 Olympics were just 2 months away, she was still able to compete. It wasn't until last month that the investigation finally wrapped. She was disqualified, and her Olympic achievements were wiped from the record. This created a huge shakeup in Olympic rankings, with Team USA now taking the gold medal spot, a first in U.S. figure skating history. Officials, athletes, and commentators all hope that this ruling will send a global message that there's a zero-tolerance policy on the use of banned substances. Russia, after all, has a long history of doping its athletes, even minors like Valieva. Even today, the Russian anti-doping agency, which is responsible for routinely collecting samples from its athletes, still remains non-compliant. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency continues to put pressure on the country ahead of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. As always, athletes also undergo substance use testing at the beginning and throughout Olympic competitions. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.